Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
And it is a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. Live from Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCSN proudly presents the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Fresno Athletics. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be. Slight chances of thunderstorms and rain in the forecast, but right now the clouds are appearing up as you're about to get the national anthem played by the Reading Pep Band. Oh, excuse me, Scott Lewis is going to play the national anthem. Well, here we go. We'll get to the ball game in the starting lineup right after this.
Can you see by the dawn's early light? What's so powerful
in
at the twilight's last evening? Whose broad stripes and bright stars bring the perilous fight? O'er the rampart we watch, were so gallant.
As the Reading Colt 45s take on the Fresno Athletics, as we get a flyover from LAPD helicopters for tonight's game. What a sight it was on Back of the Blue Night. We're going to have some special activities going on here, as we're going to have Canine Officer Lito and Officer Tapal to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. As for the Reading Colt 45s, we'll get you started batting first. Will be Drew Kotz batting at the designated hitting spot, and then batting second will be Dusty Vela. Batting third will be Kyle Norton, the Lassen College local in right field, and then batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base. Batting fifth will be shortstop Brett Dingus, who had three runs batted in last night. Batting sixth will be center fielder Giacomo Crescetti in center. Batting seventh will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting eighth will be left fielder Trey Thomas. And then batting ninth will be Mason Cassingham with Spencer Wright on the mound. And so for Spencer Wright, he is a very interesting character, very quiet, and you could call him a bit of a Renaissance man. He studies philosophy at Gwinnett College down in Georgia. And again, we'll get into his backstory as to why he is so quiet. So for the Colt 45s, who come in with now an overall record of 6-1 after winning last night's game by a final score of 8-2, using a six-run, sixth-inning, complemented by three bases-loaded walks, a wild pitch that scored a run, and then a two-run single by Brett Dingus to break the game open. So for the Colt 45s, wearing white with a black logo and then yellow numbers on the front and back, wearing white pants for the Fresno Athletics, wearing bright yellow jerseys with Fresno on the front, a green, white, and yellow stripe around the abdomen, and gray pants. So for tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. At North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. So that's the Blue Knight to honor the first responders in and around Reading. And, of course, playing to the tradition where we have K9 galore. A couple of beautiful Belgian Malinois are going to be helping us out. And so we await Lito and Sapal. And so we'll get to the first pitch coming up for you in just a bit. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Are we back?
Here you go. Here is K9 Lito. There he goes. Here's Lito. There he goes. And he gets him. K9 Lito. Leaving some strong bite marks, the German Shepherd. And so K9 Lito taking a bite out of crime. And so for the Fresno Athletics, looking to dial it in for tonight's game. Trying to avoid the six walks that the Athletics allowed yesterday. And so batting first for them will be Blake DeMaria at center field. And then followed by Roman Rosales batting second. He went 2-for-3 last night with a triple. And then batting third will be Cameron DeMaria at first base. Batting fourth will be designated hitter Cameron Bryant, went 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. And then batting fifth will be Aiden Perry, the second baseman. Batting sixth will be Mike Rios at shortstop. Batting seventh will be third baseman Brandon Dodd. Batting eighth will be Carlos Kirk, who will be making his first appearance for the series tonight. And then batting ninth will be right fielder Braden Byram. And so comes the very stoic pitcher out of Richmond, Virginia. That man, Spencer Wright. And so for Wright, he has a very just different background. Very quiet, throws 84 to 85 miles an hour. And he is somebody who hopes to be retired by the time he is 32 and wants to be owning his own island. He is into business. He is studying business finance, wants to run the stock market one day. Says he hopes to be drinking Mai Tais off of an island in Greece, and he is a heavy reader, says that he is currently reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. So that is a nearly 1,500-year-old piece of scripture right there. And he said that he is reading all 10 books, likes to walk around the field barefoot before games. And so, for Wright, the right-hander checking in behind the dish at home plate playing catcher will be UPrep graduate Mason Cassingham at catcher as he throws down. And then over at first base will be Hunter Reed. At second base will be Dusty Vela. And then at third base will be Mason Johnson. Playing short is Brett Dingus, who did a pretty good job defensively last night. And then in left field will be Trey Thomas. In center field, it'll be Giacomo Crosetti from Shasta College, who just batted 295 this past season. And then in right is Kyle Norton as the first pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. First pitch underway at 7:16. So, 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Wright. Big overhand. Looked like a fire that broke a little high for ball one. 1-1. Cox looking in. Wright looking in. Gets a swing and miss for strike two. 1-2. Wright. Winds in, fires the 1-2 pitch, slider just a little low for ball two, as we have Steve Livernois behind home plate, and then Dan Boutwell at third base. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed to strike three, and down goes Blake DeMaria, and he is the beer batter. So $1 on beer, and that is a huge break for these fans, especially with this economy. And now here is Roman Rosales. First pitch is a fastball low and in the dirt for ball one. Right. Winds in, fires the 1-0 pitch is grounded up along the first baseline and foul. So again for Rice. Loves mathematics. Loves philosophy. Didn't really have much to say about Virginia. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Just a man who is very, very methodical with how he pitches and approaches life. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Rive. Curveball swung on and fouled away, buzzing by the 6'9" right-handed batter, Cameron DeMaria, who is set to bat third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Hard fastball. Ground up along the first baseline and foul. First base coach tried to one hop it, but slipped in and out of his hands. So, first base coach. 1-2, getting a good look at K-9 Leto, a very healthy and muscular German Shepherd. Took a bite out of crime when he threw out the first pitch. Here's the 1-2. Swung on. That ball is lifted down the third baseline. Foul and out of play. So the third base dugout club. Children's going to go and chase after it. Who's going to win that foot race? We don't know, but players are saying the kids got this. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung. And there's a high drive into right field. Back it goes near the wall. It is gone. Ruben Rosales on a 1-2 fastball. Got something he liked and drove it out of the ballpark. It is 1-0 Fresno Athletics.
First base, number 7, Cameron DeMaria.
So Roman Rosales, who came very close last night to hitting a home run actually hit the top of the right center wall with the wind blowing in, but this time with a little bit drier conditions, that ball carrying well, and he drove it out of the ball yard, a no-doubter. 1-0 Athletics. Pitch now to Cameron DiMaria is in there for a strike 0-2 as Rife works quickly. Here's the 1-1 pitch in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, one strike, Rife wearing a bright red glove and a black pocket. 2-1, swung on and a bouncer to short. Up with it is Dingus. He fires the first in time to read, and there's two away. So, nice little bit of work there. By Rife, after allowing the solo home run, comes back and gets the ground out of DiMaria. Two away to bring up Cameron Bryant. Bryant, an uncommitted outfielder. First pitch swinging out in front. Bounces one down the third baseline and foul. 0-1 the count to the 6'2" right-hander. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Straight fastball to the outside corner to Bryant. No balls, two strikes. 1-0 Fresno Athletics in the top of the first. 0-2 pitch is swung on, lifted foul and out of play. Plenty of cars in the parking lot. And so we'll be on foul ball watch to see if there's going to be anyone in need of an extra show and shine. Here's the 0-2. Grounded up along third. Bouncer. Here's the throw across by Johnson and it gets away and holding it first after the error by Mason Johnson is Bryant. So for Mason Johnson, who did a good job of backhanding the ball, he planted his feet, but just overthrew his target. So for the Fresno Athletics, they are not done yet getting aboard via E5 already with a one-run lead to set up Aiden Perry. Here's the pitch to Perry. Left-hander takes outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for the Colt 45, is able to take care of business yesterday, winning 8-2. We're able to get six runs as the 1-0 pitch. No swing, says Anthony Ortiz. Two balls and no strikes to count. All three umpires, pretty local, and Anthony Ortiz among them. Was once the president of Foothill Little League, and he's done minor league baseball on occasion. 2-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike, two balls, and one strike to count. Bryant over at first with a pace and a half lead. Bryant not going. The 2-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. That changeup being flexed there by Rife. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's Rife. He'll set the 2-2 pitch and swung on and missed. For strike three, a tailing slider gets Aiden Perry for out number three to end the inning. Two strikeouts for Spencer Rife, but the Fresno Athletics get on the board first with a solo shot by Roman Rosales that leaves the right center wall. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do here as they trail the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Well, we've got the sandbox sound machine. Home team, and they're here every Friday and Saturday night.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Navarro College, located in Corsicana, Texas, and known for actually its cheerleading program and its Netflix special on cheerleading, being one of the nationally ranked cheerleading programs in the country. So, yeah. That's Drake Dowd coming from a school whose top sports besides baseball is cheer. So for the Reading Colt 45's baseball, trying to cheer on the local team, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first, and here is Drew Kotz to lead things off. The pitch to Kotz is swung on, flared into center field, under it though, very comfortably, making the catch is Blake DeMaria, and there's one away. And tonight's broadcast for the third base VIP Club Pavilion is Danny Day Allstate Agency, celebrating the opening of its new location in Anderson. They want to thank you for coming out to the ballgame and joining them in cheering on the Colt 45s. They are proud to support the Colt 45s, and we back the blue night as we all raise money for our local canine program. Don't forget to call Danny Day at Allstate, your auto and home insurance experts. Go Colt 45s. One strike now to Dusty Vela. Swings and misses for strike two, so lefty on lefty matchup. And let's see if the Colt 45s can solve the puzzle here. 0-2 after a quick fly out by Kotz. Here's the 0-2 hit. Swung on, grounded, just short. The throw to first in time. The ball was hit quickly up the middle, but over there to get it, making a good throw is Mike Rios, and there's two outs. So with two outs, now here is Kyle Norton, who has been enjoying his stay in Gwinnett, Georgia, since transferring from Lawson College. Takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1 the count. And for Norton, who played last year, was one of the big home run hitters, just talking about how going to Gwinnett was just one of the best choices that he's made. He's learned to become a more patient ball player and has enjoyed the South. Now down 0-2 to Drake Dowd. Dowd winds and delivers like clockwork. The 0-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. Down goes Norton, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s go down quietly. No runs, no hits. A strikeout from Drake Dowd. And at the end of one, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We will pull the ticket stop and breathe it up. The holder of this ticket wins $10,000 courtesy of Denver's First Trash. So hold on to those ticket stubs if you want to keep those around. Also, if the Red Colt 45 throw out a player on the opposing team trying to steal a base, we will also pull the ticket number and award that person with a $50 certificate to Denver's First Credit Union. So don't throw away those things.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
There was a chance of thunderstorms and lightning in the forecast, but so far, so good. The weather is cooperating. Pretty strong-sized crowd here at Tiger Field. Here's the 0-1 pitch slider on the outside corner there for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, roller up along the third base line, and foul. No balls and two strikes. As Reif looks to take care of Perry, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed a strike three, and down goes Rios. Rios chasing the high fastball. Down he goes with one away. That will bring up Brandon Dodd. So again for Spencer Wright, who no matter what the situation is, you can really count on him to keep a cool and level head. Fastball missing outside for ball one, 1-0. 1-0 to Dodd. Fastball on the outside corner, just missing again. Steve Livernoy pinching his fingers, saying just a little away. 2-0 pitch. Fastball right there. So continuing to pelt that outside corner to Dodd. Trying to get him to maybe roll the second to Vela. 2-1 pitch is a slider that breaks out the dirt. And coming up empty for strike two is Dodd. Two balls and two strikes now with one out. 1-0 Colt 45s here in the top of the second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Wright. There's two outs, and again for Spencer Wright doing a good job of mixing up his pitches. Not overly fast, but when you can locate and then mix the change in the slider, two different styles of movement, it pays off in dividends. Now the pitch to Carlos Turcios swung on, fouled away, 0-1 the count. Reif wasting no time at all, like he's trying to hit happy hour. Takes a little high for ball one. One ball and one strike now. 1-1 on the outside corner, just missing low. Two balls and one strike. 2-1, change up on the outside corner there for a strike. So Wright working that fastball, change up and slider, that change up slightly dipping, and then the slider that comes across. 2-2 is high and away. So again, a man that likes to do a ton of reading. I'll have to ask him what book he's on. As the 3-2 pitch is taken up and away, up and in for ball four. So Turk draws the walk, and now here is Braden Byram. So Byram, using the very flashy look here, most of the players for the Colt 45s wearing the pants all the way down as the pitch is swung on, grounded slowly to right, and no, there's not three outs. Pitch was fouled away as the first base umpire said that it hit Byron while he was still in the box. So Byron with another chance to get a hit and possibly increase this lead for the Athletics. 0-1. Right. Byron wearing the high socks is swung on, and there's a high drive into deep left center. Falcon goes near the scoreboard, and it is gone! A two-run home run by Braden Byram, who hits a home run off of the Tiger Field scoreboard. It is now 3-0 Athletics. Oh, and a little bit of some banter and some smack talk afterward. Byram just crossed home plate, took a big hand with some dirt and rubbed dirt all over home plate and had a show of it. So things getting a little bit exciting here now with the Colverty Vibes trailing 3-0. So for Byram with a two-run home run and then adding some dirt to home plate to boot. And now here is Blake DeMarie who takes outside for ball one. We're going to see what happens here as the 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Colt 45 is down 3-0 here in the top of the second. 1-1 is high. So for Braden Byram from Dakota State University, 2-1 pitch is swung on, fouled back. Here's a 2-2 pitch, slider away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes, two out, top of the second. 3-0 Athletics. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded, up along first. Up with it is Reed. Takes care of business. Touches the bag for the third out. And that ends the inning, but not before the Athletics add two more runs on a two-run blast by Braden Byram that hits the Tiger Field scoreboard. Two runs on one hit. Nobody left, and at the end of 1.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 3-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the second inning we go with Brett Dingus to lead things off. He'll be followed by Giacomo Crosetti and then Mason Johnson. And so far the story right now is in the offensive outburst from the Fresno Athletics, who have scored three runs in the first two innings. The last pair of runs being scored on a two-run blast by Braden Byram. So for Byron, who originally played for the Sioux Falls Post in North Dakota. And so for the Colt 45s, looking to get some payback here a little bit. Down 3-0. Or excuse me. Check that. It'll be Hunter Reed to lead things off, then Dingus, and then Crosetti. So here's the pitch to Reed, who takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1 the count. And so for Reed, who just talked about how he went to such a big school in Plano, Texas, he had a graduating class of 1,500 kids. Man, that is a big school. And because it was so big, all he had to do was ever play baseball. I mean, I was talking to him and asking, well, wouldn't you want to play football with a 6'3" big frame like that as he swings and misses for strike two? One ball and two strikes are eaten. He said, nope, I was a baseball guy through and through. Here's the 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Talks about how he is very devoted to the Bible and the gospel and tries to attend as many church services as he can at First Baptist in Texarkana. 2-2 pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. That win, playing some fun with the ball, but able to run it down, make the catches, Byram, and there's one away. So Reed flies out to Byram, and with one out, now here's Brett Dinkins, four straight retired by Drake Dowd. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Owen won the count. Here's the 0-1 to Dingus. Fastball on the inside corner there for strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Fastball and a cutter there from Dowd. Dowd winds in, delivers. The 0-2 pitch is missed away. So for Dowd, he has a very unorthodox windup. He comes to his set. And then what he does is he fidgets down almost counter clockwise like a clock and then delivers. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung it up. Oh, hammered into right center. Four base hit. And that's going to get all the way to the warning track. Around first, heading into second with a stand-up double is Brett Dingus. So Dingus from Columbus, Georgia, having himself a fantastic start to the summer. And with a one-out double, the Colt 45 is trying to eat away at this deficit and will bring up Giacomo Prisetti. So Giacomo, who batted 295 this past season for the Knights, talked about his comfortability, being able to just play every day and work on his game. Takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, lefty on righty matchup, the lefty Dowd to the righty Prisetti. Dowd, he'll set, take a look at second. The 0-1 pitch tails away for ball one. Coming out of his crouch is Carlos Turk and having a look over to Dingus. 1-1, Dingus at second. Bottom of the second, 3-0, Fresno Athletics. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. So for Dingus, trying to give something for Dowd to think about. Short lead over there at second, but still getting harried. But Aiden Perry, 2-1 pitch, misses just high for ball three. Or, excuse me, late strike there called. Two balls, two strikes. Late call there by Steve Livernois. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled at the net. Two balls, two strikes. And if you're not paying attention to that hand, you wouldn't know. As far as Livernois' call, but he is a hands. He is a hands guy. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's Dowd. Looks into Crosetti. The 2-2 pitch swung on, grounded to third, but the ball is bobbled. Quick throw to first. Nice scoop by Cameron DeMaria to dig it out of the dirt. And there's two away as holding it second is Dingus. So, with two outs, let's see what Mason Johnson can do. Went 2-for-4 yesterday, but none of his hits left the infield. He had a bunt single, a ball that literally went 2 feet past home plate. And then in his next at bat, after the bunt single in the sixth, came up with an infield roller in the seventh. So for Johnson right now, living large, you could say, trying to bring home Dingus with two outs in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball away and in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strike.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The wind and fire. The 2-0 is swung on and grounded to short. Opposite to Rios to throw to first. Nice scoop by Cameron DeMaria to make the third out. That is a 6'9" man with some soft hands and flexibility. Able to backhand scoop to throw in the dirt from Mike Rios for the third out, and that ends the inning. So for Rhett Dingus, who has himself a one-out double, but nobody able to cash him in. No runs, one hit, a man left, and at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45 trails the Fresno Athletics 2-0 here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's
530-222-1500.
I'm like, what is this? 5 minutes later, what is this?
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
How many third inning we go, and Roman Rosales led off with a first pitch single into left field, so the left-handed hitter aboard at first, and now here is Cameron DeMaria. DeMaria making a couple of nice scoops over at first, including two to end The bottom of the second takes the strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Soperipe, who's given up three runs, delivers the 1-1 pitch. That is away for ball two. Rife looking into the 6'9" man. 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. The throw, though, is high off the glove of Vela and into third safely. Is Rosales, and I think that is going to be charged to Vela. I mean, the throw was high, but it still hit Vela in the glove. Just didn't see it right. And into third goes Rosales. Cameron DiMaria aboard on the error at second base, and that will bring up Cameron Bryant. So for Bryant, here's the pitch, taken a little high for ball one. 1-1 and no strikes to count. Rice delivers the 0-1-0 pitch, is swung on and lifted into left field. Tracking the ball near the warning track, going back, and he dropped the ball. Dropping the ball is Thomas in to score. Is Rosales, and it's now 4-0 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. A very stunned crowd for this Colt 45 defense. That has been so solid. And again, that was, still should have made the catch, but not an exactly routine play, as that ball just continued to carry, and then just didn't take a good angle on it. So for Trey Thomas, feeling like a lonely man in left field, and for Rice, having to sort of look at things, and again, he is a man, again, who studies philosophy, very quiet, keeps a calm mindset at the mound, but right now for the Colt 45s, looking very shaky, trailing 4-0 after allowing two home runs, now a double, and two errors with no outs. Here's the pitch, taking in the dirt for ball. Mason Kazmian, throw over to second, back on the bag, is DiMaria. So for DiMaria, he is very flexible, and we're going to get timeout called as the bag gets readjusted. For Kazmian, one of the top defensive catchers in the CIF Northern Section this season, pretty solid hitter as well, but known for his defense, Neil, to pick off base stealers. 1-0 pitches bunted to the pitcher. Here's Ryan. Gets the lead runner, DiMaria, and there's one away. Smart baseball there by Spencer Ryan, getting the slow-footed Cameron DiMaria. And so Perry on the fielder's choice. Still reaches base. And now here is Mike Rio. So 4-0 Fresno Athletics, who, as for the Colt 45s, taking advantage of some hitches in and around the plate, staying disciplined, not swinging at anything bad. But for the Fresno Athletics, too, it was just a collapse in pitching during last night's game in that bottom of the sixth inning. Now for the Colt 45s, faced with some adversity, failing 4-0 in the top of the third. Here's a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Torrijos quickly up with it and getting it back to his pitcher is Castingham. 1-1 and no strikes. And as for Castingham, his His mom, Samantha, worked over 20 years in education in Shasta County. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and skied into left center. Calling off his left fielder and making the catch is Crescetti, and there's two away. So for Crescetti, calling off Thomas with the catch for two outs, and now that will bring up Brendan Dodd. So two outs. Right. Delivers a slider in the dirt for ball one. And, man, just a quick beat. And if you were to take Mason Cassingham and try to put him into a hockey game as, like, a goalie or something, I think you'd like your chances. That kid is so quick moving left to right. 1-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Coming up empty is Dodd. So at second is Bryant. At first is Terry. 1-0 pitch, swung of that ball is stung into left center for a base hit. They're going to wave in Bryant. The throw home is cut off. An RBI single for Brendan Dodd, and it's now 5-0 Fresno Athletics.
Oh, yeah. That's
the first thing I saw. So for Rice, having a bit of an off night pitching. Two outs, and again, that run is going to go as unearned due to the two errors. Pitch is a curveball taken outside for ball one. So one ball and no strikes to count to Turk. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted along the third baseline and foul and out of play. 320 down the line in left field, and then 358 in left center. 406 in dead center, and I was talking to the coaches earlier. If somebody hits a home run over the dead center wall, that person should win a stake no matter what team it is. A very deep ballpark, 370 in left center, and then 310 down the line in right field. Now one ball and two strikes to Turk. The 1-2 pitch is a slider. Swung on a miss for strike three, and down goes Turk, but not before the Fresno Athletics add two more runs. Led off by a double by Roman Rosales. A pair of errors at second and left field, and then an RBI single by Brendan Dodd that brought home Cameron Bryant. Two runs, two hits, two errors. A man left, and at the end of 2.5, the Reading Colt 45s trailed the Fresno Athletics 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
And we are in the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45 is trying to figure out the puzzle of one Drake Dowd, who so far has given the Colt 45s all they can handle. Retired the first four hitters before a double by Brett Dingus. And so it'll be Trey Thomas looking for some vengeance after committing an error in the top of the third inning. He will go to work. And meanwhile, on Black Back the Blue Knight, law enforcement and first responders out and about enjoying a well-deserved night of baseball in their honor. And Homer the mascot having fun with the fans, leading the YMCA song with the Reading Pet Band, now known as the Sandlot Crew officially. Here's the pitch to Thomas, who takes on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. To Thomas. Dowd looking in. He'll wind and fire. Rotates his arms counterclockwise, and then there's a 0-1 pitch that's driven into right center for a base hit. Rounding first into second with a stand-up double is Trey Thomas. So if you want to make amends after making a mistake, that is how you do it. And so 5-0 hole for the Colverde Vibes, and now let's see what Mason Cunningham can do. The switch hitting catcher batting right-handed against the lefty Drake Dowd, trying to inject some life into the Colt 45s. Here's Dowd. The pitch is a fastball away upstairs and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Dowd looking in, and he'll set. Wind in, deliver. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So one ball and one strike, and as we mentioned with Mason, whose mom was the Central Valley Athletic Director, will be moving to Texas, and haven't said where yet, but that's where Mason is going to go play his community college ball. 1-1 pitch is a changeup that is taken high for ball two. Here's Dowd. He'll wind and fire. The 2-1 pitch, straight fastball, blows it by Castingham. Pulling out of his shoes, took a big hack and came up empty. Now two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Trying to drive in Trey Thomas. It's 5-0. Fresno Athletics. A 2-2 pitch. Fastball is just missed low. Knees to the Cats. Still a full count with Drew Kotz on deck. Here's Dowd. The 3-2 is a fastball taken up and away for ball four, and the Reading Colt 45s with runners at first and second will bring up Cotts. And a shout out to Drew Kotz's mom, who sent a very lovely email and listening all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, making sure that we have the correct pronunciation spelled K-A-A, excuse me, K-A-A, yep, got that right, T-Z, but it is cot, almost like a military bed, a cot, but it's cots. So 1-0 to cots. 1-0 pitch, Cotz gets the bunt down, but it's fouled away.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
he is, and that is a very slow and stoic walk, and Anderson arguing whether or not there was a balk on Dowd. So Anderson asking Ortiz and just getting a clarification, more of a calm dispute than an argument. And now after a timeout called by Bob Anderson, now we're going to have ourselves a timeout by the Fresno Athletics. So in football, you'd only have two left on each side. And so we'll see what happens here as the Fresno Athletics get some players warming up in the bullpen. Number 54, Anthony Hernandez from Porterville College. What is it that they are? Okay. So it looks like they're throwing a weighted black ball. So that, I guess that's kind of almost like a 2-pound shot put that they're using to warm up. But meanwhile, after the meet and greet is over, it's time to play some ball. 5-0 Fresno Athletics. Colt 45 is trying to strike here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on way down to Mr. Seg, too, and Potts lost his bat as it hit the backstop. And for some young men thinking that they possibly had themselves a free souvenir or maybe a free bat. I think we had one bat during my 10-year broadcasting that has gone out of play. One ball and two strikes, though, to Kotz. 1-2, strike three called. Breaking changeup by Dowd takes care of Kotz, and there's two away. And so with one out, here is Dusty Vela. Caught now 0-2 on the night. Pitch to Vela, swung on, and there's a hard chopper up and into second. And no throw to first, so good little play there by Aiden Perry. Getting the quick force out 4-6 to Mike Rios. And so with runners at the corners, here is Kyle Norton as coming into the game to pinch run. That is going to be Kyle Dixon. So Kyle Dixon in to pinch run. And so let's see what Kyle Dixon can do. Originally from Shasta County, played his junior college baseball at Lassen College. And then this past season went to the NAIA World Series as a member of Georgia Gwinnett College. Two outs, throw over to first, quick tag, back on the bag. Beating it out is Vela. So Thomas at third. Vela at first. Pitch to Norton is waved out of Mr. Strike One. Breaking pitch, way out of the zone, and Norton went after it. 0-1, and for Norton, talked about his improved patience at the plate and how that's really helped him in his career. Another throw to first, back on the bag. Again is Vela. Thank you. Another sort of first. Quick tag in back on the bag is Vela. So Vela playing the cat and mouse game right now with the left-hander Dowd. Oh, one pitch, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Taking second, though, is Vela with the stolen base after the pitch in the dirt. So no balls and two strikes to count for Norton. Here is Dowd. Heel set. The 0-2 pitch swung on and a big bouncer to first to the big target, Cameron DeMaria, who touches first, and that ends the inning. So Norton grounds out, and so for the Colt 45s, they get a leadoff double by Trey Thomas and a walk from Casingham, but nothing to show for it. Two men left aboard, no runs, a hit, two left. And at the end of three innings, the Fresno Athletics lead the Reading Colt 45s 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the fourth inning in the Colt 45 trying to figure things out both offensively and defensively have committed two errors in this game. Two errors leading to two more Fresno Athletic runs in the top of the third. And now here comes public enemy number one, Braden Byram, to lead things off. Byram made a two-run home run, and in the process of hitting that two-run blast in the second inning, finished the play by running to home and then taking a big hunk of dirt and covering home plate in the dirt. So just a bit of showmanship from Byram. 1-0 pitch is waved out of miss for strike one. So one ball and one strike. The count to the very stoic Spencer Rice. 1-1 pitch, waved at a miss, and that's strike three, and down goes Byram, and Byram pointing to Rice and saying, yep, you got me, good pitching. Three strikes, three outs, and with one away, here is Blake DeMaria. Right, fastball swung on and missed for strike one. And so for Blake DeMaria, who gets to be tonight's beer batter after striking out in his first at bat. 0-1 pitch swung on and grounded softly to second. Up with it is Vela, throws the first, and there's two away. So two quick outs. And so now here's Roman Rosales. So Roman Rosales, 2-for-2, hit a solo home run and then doubled in the third inning. Grounds went up along the first base line and foul on one the count. Rice looking in, he'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch, fastball in the dirt, skips behind home plate for ball one. One ball and one strike, and the young man steals the foul ball away from Cameron DeMaria. That 6'9" first baseman hustled real hard to try to get the foul ball, and then young man steals it from him. 1-1 pitch. That ball was scorched through the glove under off of Vela, and that is going to be ruled as an error as Vela didn't react quickly in time, hit him in the glove, and reaching base for the third time this evening is Rosales. So three errors committed by the Colt 45s tonight, and now here's Cameron DiMaria, who is 0 for 2, reached on an error at second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That ball is lined hard into left field for a base hit, and then the ball is mishandled by Trey Thomas and into third safely. Goes Rosales. So a single, and then the second error committed by Thomas. And so with two outs, it has been a frustrating night, to say the least, at least for Spencer Rive, who has gotten hardly any help from his defense, and now here is Cameron Bryant. The pitch to Bryant, slider on the outside corner there for a strike. So 0-1 the count, and again for Spencer Rive, says that in 10 years that he wants to be retired and living on an island in Greece. The 0-1 pitch, fastball there, meanwhile is on the outside corner for strike two. That's a good way to live. Get a finance degree, learn the stock market, and become a millionaire. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Nice play there by Cassingham, keeping the ball in front. And so, for the Colt 45s, trying to hold Rosales at third with DiMaria at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider, swung on, lifted into shallow left field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. In to score is Rosales, back-to-back singles for the Fresno Athletics, an RBI for Bryant, 6-0 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Here's the pitch now to Aiden Perry, who takes inside for ball one. Mason Cassingham lost sight of the ball for a couple of seconds, but able to retrieve it is Rice. And so for Rice, with his defense having a thing of the goosies right now. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled at the plate off of the front foot of Perry, and that is going to sting. Going to stretch it on out. So, 1-2. Here's Rice. He winds in, delivers 1-2 pitch. Nice bit of hitting there by Perry as he swings and fouls the outside pitch away, getting enough of a piece to keep the at-bat going. 1-2, 2 out, 6-0, Fresno Athletics. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just off the plate. 2-2 now. Right. Looking in, and he'll fire. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to second. Up with it is Vela. Throws the first in time to Reed to get the third out, but not before the Fresno Athletics score another run. On an RBI single by by Cameron Bryan that brings home Roman Rosales. One run on one hit, two errors, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. The Fresno Athletics lead the Reading Colt 45s 6-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go as the Colt 45s look to figure things out, trailing 6-0. And for Blake Dowd, meanwhile, living in a pitcher's heaven right now, came in commanding the ball, throwing strikes, but then to top it all off with a 6-0 cushion. And now, here's Hunter Reed. Reed 0-for-1, fly out to right field in the second inning, and the first pitch is close, and there's a high drive into deep right center. Back he goes, through the wall, and gone! Reed with a first pitch fastball in his zone drives it over the right center wall for a home run, just what the doctor ordered for the Reading Colt 45s, needing some form of momentum, any kind of momentum, and the big fella from Plano, Texas delivers right there. And now here is Brett Dingus, who doubled and takes King on, swung on, and fouled away at the plate. Man, so for Hunter Reed, that is some big boy power to be able to drive that ball on the outside corner and then just able to clear the right center wall. So give or take, that's the between 345 feet to 360 right there. 0-1 pitch is taken low for ball one. And here's a fun little fact. So when you go to the games, there's actually grooves along the fence in left center, right center, and dead center. 0-1 pitch. Look at that ball is smoked into center field. Corbe said the Colt 45s must have figured something out, because Brett Dingus, after the home run, was able to turn one around on Dowd. And anyway, talking about those grooves, if it hits those grooves atop the wall, they are considered to be out of play in a home run. And now, here is Giacomo Crosetti, the pitcher Crosetti, fastball away. So now, for the Athletics, couple of arms getting loose right now as the Colt 45 has been able to score runs in big bunches. Their biggest inning came when they scored 8 against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. 1-0 pitch is outside. Throw to first and a blind tag by Di Maria. Back to the bag is Dingus. So it's 2 balls and no strikes. This game far from over. And now the Colt 45s trying to wave the momentum here on Back the Blue Knight. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball away. The throw to first. Back on the bag is Dingus. So the man from Columbus, Georgia, living dangerously. 3 balls, no strikes. That white jersey now covered in dirt. Huge lead there. Dingus not going. The 3-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball 4. And so just like that, with no up, the Reading Colt 45s looking to dig itself out of this deficit. First walk issued, or excuse me, the second walk, excuse me, issued by Dowd. Runners at first and second for Mason Johnson. And so for Johnson, the pride of Quartz Hill, California. Here's Dowd. Here's the pitch. Runner goes to third. The throw to third, not in time. A double steal executed as Dingus takes third, and rotating station to second is Crosetti. So for the Colt 45s, you got to still be thinking that they are still chewing on that home run that was hit by Byram back in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 Kidge, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Check swing, nose swing. So one ball and one strike. Dan Boutwell at first base and Anthony Ortiz over at second, the umpires. Now with runners at second and third. Here's Dowd to Johnson. 1-1 in the dirt for ball two. And so for Brett Dingus, able to steal third, and with a 2-1 count, now let's see what they do with Dowd. Dowd protecting a 6-1 lead, and all of a sudden the Colt 45s in their third rotation have figured something out, and I think one of those things is to lay off that slider in the dirt. A lot less given chase this time, and so for the Fresno Athletics coaches, chatting it up. Steve Livernoy there to break up the party. So two balls and one strike, and I believe that is number 9, Trey Williams from Reedley College, getting warmed up. Here's a 2-1 pitch, swung on, rolled up along the third baseline on green grass and foul. So for Mason Johnson, didn't see where the ball was. Two and two. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the right field line, slicing foul and into the visiting bullpen. So two balls, two strikes, a leadoff home run by Hunter Reed. Dingus able to reach on a hard single to center, and then a walk by Crosetti. Crosetti and then and Dingus were able to double steal, and that's where they are. Dingus at third, Crosetti at second. 6-1 Athletics. The 2-2 is swung on all the way again. And as the fans look on to see whose car gets beaten up, remember one time when I was living in Simi Valley, and for those of you Reading folks that don't know where that is, just take that map, check down by Ventura County, 2-2 pitch. Wow, that ball was ricocheted out. Oh, and hits the back of a pickup truck. Man, nearly took out the taillight, but we had a coach by the name of Seth Davis, who was a lawyer. Shout out to Seth Davis listening in Portland Hills. Got his front windshield and his back windshield broken. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is foul. right at the plate, barely getting a piece of the broken nacho right there. Talk about splintering it. Just getting a piece. So again, you know, just to mention that as far as the Tars is getting hit, that's just always a childhood memory of mine. Going to these fields out by Santa Susana Elementary. No parking at all. You just have to park on the street and hope for the best. You park close, you're in danger of foul ball. If you park far away, well, you have to walk. 2-2 bits. So there's another foul ball. Let's see where this one lands. Right in back of the Reading Library. You know, for all the foul balls that we've seen, I haven't seen a foul ball hit the Reading Library windows yet. I don't think that's, I'm not going to say it's improbable, but very hard. Here's the 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. Again, the ability to be disciplined, the ability to adjust, and now the Colt 45s are doing a better job in this third rotation of at-bats, not chasing that slider in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Momentum starting to climb a little bit, but let's see what Johnson can do here. Down the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right center. That's going to be caught in right. The throw home, not in time, as tagging and scoring is Dingus, and it's now 6-2 in favor of the Athletics. The Colt 45s continuing to dig and battle. A quality at bat and a sacrifice fly is Mason Johnson. Gets a barrage of high fives greeted in the dugout. And so now here is Trey Thomas. Trey Thomas, who was the first, or among the first to figure out the puzzle. First it was Dingus who doubled in the second inning, and then Trey Thomas doubled in the third. 6-2 in favor of the Fresno Athletics with one out in the bottom fourth. The pitch, fastball, down the middle for a strike. And so, for Crescetti, now the lone man out there on the base paths. 0-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner for strike two. So no balls and two strikes now. For Thomas. Thomas, by way of Carson City, Nevada, now attends Antelope Valley College. Oh, two makes one, line into left field for a base hit. They're going to, oh, they should have sent Carson City, but I don't think they realized that there was going to be a slight bobble in left by Roman Rosales, but I think this was a good hold up there. So Scott Dwyer putting the brakes on Crescetti, telling him to hold on. And you know what? I like the move. Don't want to risk it. Don't want to force a run home when your team is hitting a single into left by Trey Thomas. And now with Crescetti at third, here comes the 18-year-old, now graduated, and I feel old for saying this, Mason Cassingham. The pitch to Cassingham, a hip-high strike, and he shakes his head, doesn't like it. 0-1 the count, as Livernoy has umpired many of Cassingham's games during his high school career. The 0-1 pitch, Cassingham swings, flies one down the right field line, slicing foul, and that's into the Fresno Athletics bullpen. No balls and two strikes now. Let's see what the 18-year-old can do with his team trailing 6-2 against the Fresno Athletics. Once trailed 6-0 before scratching home two here in the bottom half of the fourth. The 0-2 in the dirt. The ball skips away. Four races on. The throw room to Crescetti. And got him. Nice play at by the catcher, Carlos Turk, to feed and then sweep tag by Dowd for the second out. That was just a good baseball play all the way around. The hustling by Crisetti, but just a beautiful underhand toss, and then Dowd just able to slide and move with the angle of the toss to make the second out. And so with two away. Crucial out for the A's. If you're the Colt 45s, you're kind of not feeling sorry for yourself, but thinking, man, that was an opportunity and you had to take it. It just didn't come.
We want to buy him the 50-50. We can deliver.
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Cassingham, a high drive in the right center. Coming down, and it's going to jam for the tip. And the score is Johnson. Two to the Mighty's lead in second. The score is third. The lead tie. The local Bleachers. How do you like that? Jim graduated, 18 years old, and what does he do with a 2-2 count with two outs? Drives the ball into right field for a sliding triple to bring home Trey Thomas, and it's now 6-3 as the Colt 45s have come up with three critical runs in the bottom of the fourth. And now here's Zucotti. Takes inside and high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Here's Dow. Rocks counterclockwise. Delivers a fastball that is up and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Mr. Fabulous giving out the tickets, and he says, if you want to come down, meet him in Brooklyn, meet him in the Bronx, meet him in Long Island, he's got raffle tickets for you. 3-0 now the count. Not sure why Mr. Fabulous, though, is wearing the opposition team's T-shirt. Oh, it's because it's autographed. What are you going to sell that for? 3-0 pitch. Oh yeah, which autograph is I guess we're doing an interview with Mr. Fabulous. Here's the 3-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. Yeah, Cameron DiMaria. All right, well that was a word from Mr. Fabulous. A local celebrity in these parts. He is a man in his late 50s and bringing the fun. One of the super fans. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball is high for ball four. Drew Cott's able to walk in the Colt 45s. Will send up their ninth hitter in Dusty Vela. And not sure what that was about, but now we have some banter going on between the catcher Carlos Turk. And so runners at the corners as Kyle Dixon took the spot of Mason Cassingham as the courtesy runner at third. So it's Dixon at third, and at first it's Cox. To bring up Vela. Vela takes away for ball one. So for the Colt 45s, showing what it can do when dealing with some adversity. Once trailing 6-0, but now trail 6-3 with three runs coming across, all here in the bottom of the fourth. Back on the bag is Cotts. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball way upstairs. And that gave Mr. Vela a bit of a shave and some cream right there. Two balls and no strikes. Cox at first. 2-0. Swung into right field. 4-2. And Tyler Gibson to score. To third. Ghost pass on an RBI single by Jesse Vila and the 445 foul officially back in this one, putting up four runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. And so for Drake Dowd, who looked like a boxer looking to deliver the first round knockout, well, fortunately for baseball, there is no such thing as a first round knockout. You have to play every inning, no clock, and just like that, for the Colt 45s, able to pick up on something. And again, I just think it wasn't necessarily the stuff. It wasn't the fastball. It was just laying off the slider in the dirt. And once they started to do that, the engines got moving. An RBI single for Vela, with Cox scoring. With Dixon scoring, Cox at third, and at first is Vela, and now taking down and away for ball one is Kyle Norton. 1-0. Down. Heel set. Throw quickly over the first. Back on the bag is Vela. And so if you're the Fresno Athletics, too, this is one of those times where you got to try to see, too, if Dowd can battle through some of his own adversity and get out of the inning. And I think that's why he is staying in there to continue to work. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the outside corner. Therefore, a strike, a little changeup to the lefty Norton. The pitch in the dirt for ball two, taking off for second and stealing second without a throw is Vela. Two balls and one strike. And so the inning continues. Kyle Norton, the ninth hitter to come to the plate in the inning. The Colt 45s runs down 6-0, now trailing 6-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1, down and in the dirt, outside for ball three. And you gotta figure if Dowd walks Norton, that is gonna do it for him. Very well could be his last batter in any case. Here's the 3-1, fastball, swung on and missed. Went right after Norton with a fastball to the inside part of the plate at the hips. Norton spun around, came up empty. Now a full count, 6-4 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. The 3-2, strike three called. And down goes Norton. And Norton frustrated as he walks back to the dugout. A nice outside corner pitch by Dowd freezes Norton to end the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s climb back into the ballgame, scoring four runs, capped off by an RBI triple by Reading local Mason Chasingham, and then another RBI single by Justin Vela, a home leadoff home run to start by Hunter Reed, and then a sacrifice fly by Mason Johnson. Four runs on five hits, a man left. And at the end of four innings, we have a good one, folks, here. And we're going to stay with you as we're in the top of the fifth. And there is a stranger loose. That stranger is trying to steal second base. And look who it is. It is Officer Duke to save the day. Officer Duke, he is on that man. The lone changer is in a pickle, and he is being taken down. Officer Duke, a beautiful, strong German Shepherd, taking a bite out of crime, and, oh, he's going to take another one out of him. He's not done yet. Duke wasn't happy yet. He had to finish the job. Now Duke has
North Valley Distributing
been released by Officer Yeagle, and that is Back the Blue Knight. All fun and games when the first responders are here and getting a round of applause is Mr. Canine Duke serving the community here in Reading. We'll take a brief break as you're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction market. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
We're back. Just pitch swung on and a diving catch made by Dingus to rob Aiden Perry of a base hit, and there's one away. Now here is the pitch. Excuse me, Mike Rios. And now here is Brandon Dodd, who takes inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes to count. So Mike Rios on a first pitch swing hit a line drive that will sink, and Brett Dingus was able to make a fantastic catch out of it. Now with one away, here's Brandon Dodd with a 2-2 count. Swung on, that ball is lifted on the infield. That is high. Under it, making the catch is Vela, and there's two away. So two quick outs for the Colt 45s. And now here is Carlos Turk. Here's a pitch taken. Here's the pitch. Fastball a little high for ball two. So two balls in, no strikes. As we look to find out who that man is, and I believe that might be Skyler Goddard. Here's Goddard. He winds in, fires. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Thank you. 3-1 now. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Straight fastball down the middle for a strike to Turk. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 6-4 in favor of the Athletics. The Colt 45s scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth as Turk able to foul the pitch away. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and a comebacker up with it, taking it himself, touching first is Kyle Dixon to end the inning. So a nice bit of work there from Kyle Dixon, the right-hander from Carlinville, Illinois, with the 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left, and at the end of 4.5, we're halfway home, the Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 6-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Eric Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and the Sandlot crew playing Neil Diamond, getting Sweet Caroline going, and meanwhile we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, and it is a submariner by the name of Trey Williams from Reed Lee College. So for Trey, throwing sidearm, he brings that ball right at his hips, flips it up, and so the Colt 45 is going to try to adjust again to a new kind of movement in this game. And so glad. Join us.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, the Reds 12-45. First baseman, number 26, Hunter Lee.
So here is Hunter Reed, and he will lead things off. So last time Reed came up, he got the party started in the bottom of the fourth inning with a leadoff home run, and now looking to do some work against Trey Williams. Here's the pitch to Trey. He slides one in there for a strike. 0-1, and again, that sidearm style, he comes set. And then he turns his hips, drops that elbow, and is able to get movement and give the hips a different look. And now has Hunter Reed behind. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Again, taken away, so again, it's just a mixture of fast, slow, maybe so, inside, outside, and that's how it goes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Reed. So Reed strikes out, and with one away, now here is Brett Dingus, who is having himself a fine day, both at the plate and on defense. Doubled in the second inning, singled in the fourth inning, and then made a diving catch to start the top of the fifth. And so for Dingus, looking to keep his strong day at the plate going, takes away for ball one, one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0, swung on and fouled away. That went off of the mask of Carlos Turk. So Turk gonna get a standing 10, but he says he's okay, not bothered by the foul ball at all. So for Williams, looking to take care of Dingus. Dingus trying to put the crowd on its feet once again in what has been one of the more packed games of the year. 1-1, down goes the bunt by Dingus, and it is a view. The foot race is on, and there won't be a throw. Dingus is now 3-for-3 with a gorgeous infield bunt single. And for the Colt 45s, looking to cook up some more offense against the Athletics here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken high for ball one. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There goes Dingus on a pitch. That's a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. Dingus steals second. Second stolen base of the night for Dingus. And so with the tying run at the plate, Frassetti against Williams. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. So you go from a left-hander who works off of his slider and, or excuse me, he works off of his fastball and changeup like Dowd, and then you go to somebody like Trey Williams, who it's all about change of speed and location. I mean, every pitcher is like that, but especially with the deceptiveness of the sidearm, the way the ball comes out, how it comes out a little bit, how it comes out much lower than the ball is, and look over the second. One ball and two strikes to count, one away, and baseball being played the way it was a year ago before MLB put in the new timing rules. 1-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Crissetti. And again, it's just the deception being used by Trey Williams. That fastball doesn't look like it's coming in hard, but when you're throwing across your body, using the corners, and then you see a fastball, and you come away a little bit jarred. Two strikeouts, and now here is Mason Johnson, who hit a sacrifice fly to score one of the four runs in the bottom of the fourth. Takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 and a look over to second, and again for Williams. Not even a throw, and again, that's just one of the things that has changed about at least how baseball is being played in the MLB now, where you only have a limited amount of pickoff moves that you can use. Here, though, unlimited. 1-0 pitch, fastball, in for a strike, and again, another fake over to Dingus, but Dingus not jarred. For Johnson, looking to time something up. 1-1 kid swung on, and that ball is lifted foul and out of play. So one ball, two strikes, two out. What was a rage of momentum, and now almost as if Williams has kind of put Sandman dust on the crowd and gotten very, very quiet almost. Just that style. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Comes with a fastball that misses high for ball two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mixture of some icy hot with the pitches thrown by Williams. 2-2. There goes Dingus. And there's a high drive into left field, but very playable, running it down, taking four steps to his left to make the catch is Rosales, and that ends the inning. So for the Colt 45s, able to get Brett Dingus over to second, but nothing else as Trey Williams comes in and gets the job done. No runs, one hit. A man left at second. And at the end of five, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 6-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fifth, or excuse me, top of the sixth inning we go as Kyle Dixon continuing to work. Dixon 6'4" out of Carlinville, Illinois, and at eight in an 1870, the historic. Historic clubhouse, or excuse me, the historic courthouse that still exists in Carlinville today was once the tallest courthouse in America besides the one in New York City back in 1870. So a fun little piece of judicial history. Here's Dixon, first pitch, fastball down the middle for a strike. 0-1 the count to Braden Byram, who homered and then shook out in the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch way upstairs off of the glove of Cassingham as the ball goes to the backstop. Once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. 1-2 hitch. Timeout is called by Byram. Only man on the field that is wearing his pants, showing off his high socks. 1-2-pitch slider is taken for strike three, and down goes Byram. Drop third, Cassingham takes care of business, and there's one away. So after the home run, that is two straight strikeouts. As Kyle Dixon has come in and done a strong job, he has retired four straight hitters, and that will bring up Blake DeMaria. The pitch to DeMaria, way upstairs for ball one. And that going went to the netting, missed absolutely everything, and fell for Dixon, playing with a hot tamale in his hand. Dixon winds in, fires. 1-0 pitch. The slider drops on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike to count to DeMaria, the beer batter. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. For strike two. And now the thirsty crowd is looking for its $1 discount. They are thirsty and wanting to get it on. Here is the 1-2 pitch, fastball, strike three called. Down goes DeMaria, and up goes the discount. So nothing like saying cheers to the beers, and with two away, here is Roman Rosales. I can't believe I just said that. Oh, my goodness. Ah, boy, here's a pitch that's taken high for ball one, but hey, it's part of the promotion, part of the fun. And good old Brandon Calvert, 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two. And now Dixon really working with confidence. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lasered into left field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. So Trey Thomas playing it in front. And so, man, I believe that would have been one more strike, and that would have been an immaculate inning for Dixon. Shook out Byram, shook out DeMaria. And now here is Cameron DeMaria, who swings and misses for strike one. So for Roman Rosales, homer, double, reach on an error at second, and another single. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bounce in the dirt for ball one, scooping it up and looking Blake Rosales back to first. One ball, one strike, two away. Top of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 6-4. Once trailed 6-0 going into the fourth inning before scoring four runs in the bottom half of the fourth, and that's where we have stood since. One ball and two strikes to the 6'8". Cameron DeMaria. The 1-2 fastball swung on and missed for strike three. Kyle Dixon is in the zone. He strikes out the side, retires six of the seven batters that he's facing. Now let's see if he can be in line for a potential win. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail the Fresno Athletics 6-4 here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
We have the beach ball waddle going on as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. And I'm not sure we have a winner tonight. We saw every one of the kids Man, they're just playing soccer out there in Owl Land. Young man with the jeans and cowboy boots and now being ushered off the field by Homer, so. To the bottom of the sixth inning we go, and it'll be Trey Thomas to lead things off. The bottom of the order really coming up huge tonight for the Colt 45s. Thomas is 2 for 2. He's doubled, singled, and scored. Cassingham is tripled, and the pinch, the courtesy runner Dixon has scored on his behalf. And so for Trey Thomas, who submitted an error in the third inning, but man, oh man, that guy has really battled back well since then, and now trying to ignite another rally, hopefully, as we get the bottom of the sixth started. Trey Williams still pitching. The side arm righty goes to work. Saucers one on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Williams looking in and heel set. Takes a breath. The 0-1 pitch again. Another saucer. Again, it's just, it's fast, it's slow, it's outside, it's inside, it's applesauce. I don't know. Is there any other? Oh yeah, there's cranberry sauce, but I don't know who eats cranberry sauce. 1-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes the count. Shout out to Liam working in the producing guild in downtown today. Also known as, by his music name, as Lilo. Check out some of his hits. Check him out on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, you name it. Of course, I had to plug you in, Liam. Or Lilo.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You want to be called me? I mean, you talk about a guy with all the talent in the world. He is like, man, it's just the alternative music mixed with a little bit of rock. Here's the 1-2 pitch mixed upstairs for ball two. Trying to think of the sauce now. Now that we've talked about fruit sauces, we got applesauce, we got cranberry sauce. I don't know. I'm a little bit behind on my fruit sauces. I don't know. Is there such thing as an orange sauce? 2-2 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul. I'm trying to think now, man. I mean, there's different pies, of course, but is the pie, that the filling that goes into a pie, is that considered sauce, or is that just considered filling? Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider breaks inside just a little low for ball three, but I have to say that is some crafty work from Trey Williams. That ball looked like it was going to maybe hit Thomas at the knee, and then it just broke late and played in. 3-2 pitch, swung on in a FAFSA, hit into the hole in left field, and that's going to find some grass in the outfield for a base hit. So for Mace, so for Trey Thomas, it is his night right now offensively, getting the Colt 45s going, and now here comes the local boy coming up, Mason Cassingham, who with two outs had a line drive into right center that dropped under the glove of the diving Braden Byram and was able to take third for a triple and now represents the tying run. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled away. That's going to go over the announcing, the play-by-play announcing box. I'm still waiting for my first foul ball. Gosh darn it. Somebody hit something to me. Oh, and one. Throw over to first, catching Thomas leaning, but back on the bag he goes. So Thomas, whose mom works for the state, for the government in Carson City, the capital city of Nevada, home to some Old West museums, definitely a place to go check out. Another throw to first and back on the bag is Thomas. So Thomas trying to give Trey Williams something to think about. Williams at first. Williams fakes. Pitch to Kazmiam is swung on and missed for strike two. A sidearm delivery to the outside corner of now the left-handed hitting Kazmiam against the right-handed throwing Williams. No balls, two strikes, 6-4 in favor of the Fresno Athletics. Throw again over to Ferns. No balls and two strikes. Thomas again at first has a slightly bigger lead being held on. Thomas not going. The 0-2 pitch one. That ball is lifted out. This one has a chance to go into the seats, but no. Sails over him. So very rarely do we get a chance to watch some of those old athletes come out. Still waiting for my chance. Put me in, coach. Let's go. No balls and two strikes. Williams to Kazmiam. There goes Thomas. It's a fake. Kazmiam takes outside for ball one. So one ball and two strikes, and now the art of preservation comes into play. Can Kazmiam win the at-bat with his team trailing by two runs? Throw to first hand, back on the bag is Thomas. So for Thomas, who chose Antelope Valley College, and was just talking to him about some of the games, some of the places that he's played, and very good to connect with somebody who has experience in the Western State Conference where AVC plays. A broadcaster for one of his team's rivals for 6 years, 1-2 pitches in the dirt for ball two, and just the big difference from where he grew up and now where he's living in Lancaster, which still smaller than Los Angeles, but still in LA County, getting to play against teams like LA Valley College, Pierce College, Moore Park over in Ventura County. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is lined into center field, making the catch, the throw to first in time. Base running blunder by Trey Thomas, who misread the fly ball, got caught off the bag at first and was thrown out in right field by Braden Byram. A 9-3 double play as Trey Thomas is doubled up at first. And so now the bases are cleared, two away, and for Trey Williams in business. And now here is Drew Kotz. So Kotz, one ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch to Drew. 1-0 is tailed away for ball two. So 2-0, and if Kotz is able to reach base, it'll be Dusty Vela. Here's the 2-0. Fastball away for ball three. three balls and no strikes. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball in under the armpits for ball four. So for Kotz, able to reach base and with two outs. Let's see what Vela can do here. Vela singled in a run as part of that four-run fourth inning. And again, the Colt 45s trying to figure out the puzzle of this side armor from Reedley College. Here's the pitch taken away to the left-handed hitting Vela for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Williams looks in. He'll whip and deliver, showing bunts as Vela taking away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes for Williams out of Reedley College. And was the alma mater of Sonny Vaccaro. Wow, that's a big name. The Nike executive who got Michael Jordan to sign his shoe contract and become forever synonymous with that level of greatness. Oh, and wow, Bobby Cox is from, man, former longtime Atlanta Braves manager. Bobby Cox also went to Reedley College. 3-0 pitch is tailing away for ball four. And so for Trey Williams, fighting it a bit now, walks Kotz and Vela, and so now you got two speedsters on the base pass to bring up Kyle Norton. So for Norton, a fan favorite, returns for his second year with the Colt 45s. And again, just a guy who, just an overall athlete, played AAU basketball, was once a two-sport athlete at Lassen College, played both basketball and baseball before finally sticking with just baseball. The pitch to Norton, straight fastball down the middle at the knees for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And so for Norton, who is 0-2, struck out twice tonight. Steps up closer in the batter's box. 0-1 pitch on the inside corner there for strike two. So now it's no balls and two strikes to count. And for Norton, with a tying run at first, trying to inject some life into this crowd here at historic Tiger Field, celebrating its 100th anniversary. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted into left field, shading, slicing, dropping for a base hit. And the score is Kotz. Kotz is in there. It's a brief two-run double by Tyler Norton, and the celebrating man has turned the pitch. Norton with the 0-2 pitch. That ball was down right at his knees and just able to poke something, barrel a pitch up and getting it to drop, and with Norton's athleticism and speed, able to stretch it into a two-run double, and we are tied up at six. Norton. two RBIs, and what a game it has been. And for the Colt 45s, that is now the fourth run of the game scored with two outs. And now trying to follow him up is Reed, who has a home run. Reed swings, hit it on the knob, and that's foul all the way. You know, for all the cars that are in this parking lot, it always surprises you when more cars aren't hit. No balls and two strikes to count. This is the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Reed, but not before the Colts 45s are able to play two more runs to tie up the game, thanks to a two-run double by Kyle Norton with two outs. Two runs on one hit, a man left. And at the end of six innings, the Fresno Athletics and Reading Colt 45s tied up at six. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products, where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Home of the seventh inning we go. We are gridlocked at 6-6, and it'll be Cameron Ryan to lead things off. So Ryan will be followed by Aiden Carey and then Mike Rios. Dixon is still pitching. He's had himself a solid night of work. The man out of Carlinville, Illinois, delivers a strike on the outside corner to Bryant, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 kick. Swung on and missed again for strike two. Dixon, having retired six of the seven hitters that he has faced. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball, swung on, lifted, foul. And out of play, and I think that might have hit the black pickup truck again. I always tell people, don't park. Better to. Here's the 0-2 hit, swung low, waved out and missed for strike three, and down goes Bryant. So four strikeouts now for Dixon as he delivers to Harry, taking on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, taken a little high at the belt. One from Dixon on the inside corner there for strike two. Man, the confidence, the quick pace that Dixon likes to work with, he's delivering. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Five strikeouts for Dixon. And now here is Mike Rios. So Rios is 0 for 3, looking to get on the board. Dixon delivers, pitch in the dirt, swung on, and missed for strike one. And when you're throwing strikes and commanding the first pitch like that, you can get away with throwing one and spiking one on occasion. 0-1 to Perry. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider just off the plate. And the crowd beckoning to Dixon's brilliance. 1-1. Check swing, did he go? Check swing, yes he did. For strike two, Mike Rios doesn't believe it. He leaned over and that barrel didn't necessarily go out, but it was enough for him to get rung by Dan Boutwell. Here's the 1-2 hit. Straight fastball, straight three, called. Brilliant performance by Kyle Dixon from Carlinville, Illinois. He struck out the side for the second straight inning. No runs, no hits. 6 Ks in 3 innings of work. And now it's time for the 7th inning stretch. As we're going to say God bless America to play, and then we'll go to the Sandlot crew as they will play Take Me Out
to the... God bless America, the land that I love, and beside her. Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam, the rising sun of
And we've got the Sandlot sound machine taking me out of the ball game.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Oh, beer back. Owen won the count to Brett Dingus to lead things off. Pitch to Dingus is taken outside for ball one. Here's the 1-1 pitch, tailing away on the outside corner for strike two. So one ball and two strikes, we count to Dingus, who is singled twice and doubled. Doubled in the second, singled in the fourth, and singled in the fifth. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted up along the third base line and foul out of play. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball, upstairs and away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Williams sets a 2-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field, going back on the cut of the grass between the dirt. Making the catch is Aiden Perry, and there's one away. So for Brett Dingus, flies out for the first time today. And so for Trey Williams, doing a good job of mixing his pitches, keeping the Colt 45s off balance. And now let's see what Crosetti can do. Here's the pitch, tailing fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Again, tailing, just missed. Man, so for Steve Livernoy, not giving Williams that inside corner. 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit inside out into right field. The throw to first, not in time. So a single for Giacomo Crosetti, and it's a good thing that I didn't say anything too early. That was not a first single at all. Crosetti hit it into the outfield. And Braden Byram was able to play it on the one hop, but Crosetti kept running hard, sprinting, and was able to beat out the throw from right field to first. So a single by Giacomo Crosetti, and now here is Johnson. Johnson 0 for 2, fly to left twice, and hit a sacrifice fly as part of that four-run fourth inning. Tied up at 6. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that ball is grounded into the hole in right field for a base hit. Playing in double play depth, shaded towards second was Perry, and so the Colt 45s are open for business here with one out in the bottom of the seventh to bring up Trey Thomas. And so for Williams, who is going to have a meeting. So the meeting continues at the pitching mound. Tonight's broadcast is once again being been brought to you by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. So the boardroom meeting is over, and it's now time to clock in. The Colt 45s tied up at 6 with the go-ahead run at second and Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch to Thomas, way out in front for strike one, 0-1. Sweeping his hands. Now, talking to a lot of these guys, the one common theme that you find amongst this ball club is the fact that they all love golfing. And just sort of see it in the hand movement, whether it's hitting a baseball or hitting a golf, see that left hand stay in and you drive the ball, so. One ball and one strike now to Thomas. Corners shaded in. Here's the 1-1. A little low and in for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and Mason Cassam is on deck. Always cracks me up when they bring up that line from Major League. Not sure if Williams does have a true heater. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Out in front. Check swing for a strike. Livernois on top of it. Trey Thomas took half of a bite. It was enough for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Tied up at 6. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch, tailing away and high for ball three. So a full count. Johnson trying to crack the ice with his team tied up at 6. 3-2 pitch, fastball is high for ball four. And the bases are loaded. For you, perhaps, Mason Cassam. And so, let's see what this 18-year-old, once redding-eyed and now soon-to-be Texan, can do. Here's Williams. He delivers. Fastball outside for ball one. Nowhere to put Cassam. With Potts on deck. One ball and no strikes. One oh pitch swung on, fouled at the plate. One ball and one strike. Rick Bassetti cheering on his boys, the former longtime major leaguer, and of course, talking about the deep history of ball players from Reading. And of course, you got to bring up Bill Plummer, who is part of the Reds. Here's a 1-1 kick, and there's a high drive into center field. Very playable. Under it is Jordan to make the catch. That's even up, though, for Crosetti to score. And it's now 7-6. Reading Colt 45. They have battled back from a 6-0 deficit to take the lead here in the bottom of the 7th. How about that? Man, this team just kept battling all night long, and it's at-bats like the ones that Cassam just had, not trying to home run chase, just trying to make contact, and with one out, bases loaded, he just needed to get that man from third to home, and he did his job. Mature level of hitting for the 18-year-old, and now Here is Drew Cox. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Cox in the dirt for ball one. So for Cox, originally born in Reno, Nevada, one one from Williams is taken, counted away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two one on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 7-6, Colt 45. And a look over to second, but that's all. And so for the Colt 45s, is there going to be a balk called? We haven't seen the runners move yet, and well, if it's a balk, then the runner should already be at third. Anthony Ortiz talking to Trey Williams. But if he's talking to the pitcher about balking, then why isn't the runner at third? And why isn't... So, wow. I don't know. This is kind of Little League to me. I mean, if it's a balk, it should be... No, just a sec, kid. Young man from a Little League, I said the Little League line. He looks at me like, hey, you talking to me? I'm not out there. Gosh.
Stop whining.
Yeah, stop whining. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Way to tell him. Drew Cox takes outside for ball four. Okay, so that's what it was. That explains everything. So I guess that was a warning, I guess, to the pitcher that made that last pitch ball three, and then because that last pitch was outside, that made it ball four. I guess that's my best explanation of it. Moving along here in the storyline and plot, and with two outs, bases loaded, here is Dusty Vela. I'm going to ask Anthony about that call later on, just so I know, talk to Ortiz in the past about Little League. Local man here born out of Reading, was once the Foothill Little League president. 1-0 pitch. Oh, that's all there. Darn it. Paying our direction, but no chance. Now let's see which little kid gets to it. We're looking at him right. Who's going to get it? Oh, man, a kid in the cameo came down with the foul ball. 1-1. Back to this game. The 1-1 from Williams Savela is taking it way upstairs for ball two. Coming out of the couch and snatching it out of the air is Turk. Two balls and one strike with the bases loaded. No place to put Vela. As the Colt 45s, after a Castingham sacrifice fly, lead 7-6. 2-1, swung on, and that ball is lifted into left center, but very playable. Running to his left, six steps to make the catch is Roman Rosales to end the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s are able to scratch home a run on a sacrifice fly by Mason Castingham. One run on two hits, two walks, two men left, And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead. The Fresno Athletics, 7-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. 1500.
Top of the eighth inning we go, and the Colt 45s lead 7-6 as Kyle Dixon continuing to work, and he has been rock solid since entering the game in the fifth inning. He has retired 9 of the 10 batters that he has faced, including striking out the side in the top of the seventh. So for Dixon, in line for the win, but looking to spoil the party for the Colt 45s is Brandon Dodd to lead things off. Pitch to Dodd is taken on the inside corner, just missing from the right-hander for ball one. 1-0 from Dixon. Swung on. Comebacker deflects off of his glove. There's Vela. Has to hurry, but plenty of time. Makes the throw to first to Reed with plenty of spare, and there's one away. So good reaction there from Vela after the slight deflection off of the glove.
Lose your shoes coming up.
From Dixon, and with one away, and now 25-22. So coming into the game is Griffin. That's either Griffin Joseph or Joseph Griffin, or who is that? Is that 26? No, 35. Yeah, okay, Tyler Smith. So Tyler Smith checks in. Smith from a Division I ball player from St. Peter's University. That is in Jersey City, so just outside of New York. Place that you can reach via the trains. I think the PATH train, if I'm not mistaken, goes near there. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball high for ball one. So one ball and one strike. One slider on the outside corner for strike two. Again, Fort Dixon, he is just commanding the strike zone tonight with his fastball and his slider. 1-2, again high. But again, working quickly, like you've got cookies in the oven. Ready to bake. Here's the 2-2. Swung on. Line to second. Wilson catch. Ray Vela. Two Dusty Vela on a hard hit ball from Tyler Smith, but Vela able to snatch it out of the air, and with two outs, now here is Zach Ahmed from Chestnut Hill College. So coming up next is the Lose Your Shoes Challenge. So we'll stay with you, and we, man, this might be the record amount of kids today, man. You got enough children here in this ballpark to fill a graduating class of fifth graders. 0-1 taken outside for ball one. Livernois hearing the ire of the fans. 1-1 from Dixon, taken high for ball two. So for Ahmed, Chestnut College in Philadelphia takes a strike. Two balls, two strikes was originally founded as a women's college in 1924, now integrated. 2-2 pitch, swung on, little roller to Reed. Reed tosses to Dixon, who takes care of business. Three up, three down. Kyle Dixon is in the zone. No runs, no hits. What an outing from the kid out of Carlinville, Illinois. And we go to the bottom of the eighth, and now it is everybody's favorite mini game. And we're going to actually try to get a closer look now to see who wins this one, since they're always blocked off by the dugout. So let's see what happens here. Yep, we're going over by the field. This is good about being mobile. So here we go as we get to the Lose Your Shoes Challenge, and we have about 70 of them. We are at the starting line. Oh, here we go. It is on. Oh, they cheated. They cheated. They got to stay back. No cheating. Rick Bassetti refereeing this thing. And they're on. Here we go on the Lose Your Shoes Challenge. I'm not sure who invited the freshman high schooler. Maybe he is. Oh, man, that's just a fast kid. Here we go. Somebody trying to find their shoes. We got a kid in green trying to pick up your boots. Oh, he found his boots, and there he goes, a kid in green. And, oh, he forgot to touch Homer, though. He forgot to touch Homer, and he did it. The kid with the athletics colored jersey. Man, that was some quick reactions right there. Picking up his Timberlands. Man, he had his shoes on in less than 6 seconds. Amazing work by the young man. We'll now head to the press box as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45 leading the Fresno Athletics 7-6 here on 96.5 FM 1460 AM KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
And we are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45 leading 7-6, once trailed 6-0 in the first four innings, but were able to scratch home four runs in the fourth inning, a solo home run by Hunter Reed, RBI triple by Mason Cassingham, an RBI single by Dusty Vela. And in between there, a sacrifice fly by Mason Johnson. Colt 45 is able to tack on two more in the bottom of the sixth inning with a two-run double from Kyle Norton, the left-hander going the opposite field. And then Cassingham with his third run batted in, able to add a bases-loaded sacrifice fly to make the score 7-6. So here's the pitch to Norton, who takes outside for ball four. And so Norton is aboard for the second time after striking out the first two times. And now, here is Hunter Reed.
Good night, because the cowbell's going home.
Mark Norton. Pitch is taken for a strike, and they won't even try with Norton. Man, that was some Lightning McQueen-type speed right there. Not even a look. That is 6'5", and not just that, but he is athletic. Man, you could put Kyle Norton in any sport, and he'd probably help you secure the victory. Norton playing with Williams. 0-1 is just inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Williams sets with Norton at second. Throw to first hand. Back on the bag he goes. One ball, one strike to count. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs for ball two. One. Colt 45 is trying to extend this lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Williams sets, delivers 2-1. A hip high strike to Reed. So Reed who attends Texas A&M, Texarkana, talked about what he's thought of Redding and says it reminds him a lot of Texarkana, just a small, homely town. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away. That could go into the seats. He an athlete. Nobody catches the ball. So, the kids, though, able to snag the foul ball. So, it's a total W if you are a kid tonight. It's been loads of fun. Back to Blue Knight, the Lose Your Shoe race that must have had about 60 of them participating today. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider tailing away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Now the count. Williams to Reed. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, line hard down the right field line and foul. And that's going to fade out of play and into Narnia. Just beyond the dugout, or excuse me, just beyond the visiting bullpen. Full count, 3-2, 7-6, Colt 45. The 3-2 swung on, line down the left field line, and foul. And out of play, and that was caught by a pitcher that is warming up. Not sure who that was. I think it could have been. Anyway, 3-2. No outs. And a look over to second. Still trying to figure out what that balk call was or whether or not it was a balk that led to that conversation. We'll talk about it tomorrow for sure. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Reed. So Reed strikes out, and with one away, now the discussion on what to do with Brett Dingus, who is 3-for-4, flied out in his last at bat. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. And so, Brett Dinkus officially checks in 3-for-4 with Norton at second. Takes a pitch. That's down for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Softball way upstairs and away for ball two. So for Williams now, just trying to close out the inning without allowing any more runs. Two-0, and it's inside, and it hit Dinkus. So Dinkus is aboard. So you have two rabbits that are officially loose. You have the 6'5" Kyle Norton, who can easily steal third. And I think this is going to do it for Trey Williams. Second meeting out for him. And so we're going to get ourselves a new pitcher, and we're going to get some switches. And so Zach Ahmed is going to check into the game, and he is going to go into left field. And wow, they're going to let the big fellow pitch. That is 6'8", Cameron DeMaria. So they're gonna switch DeMaria from first base over to the pitching mound. In his place at first, goes Roman Rosales, who is just in left field. I believe still at second is Perry. And then we have Ben and Dot at third. So that's all the changes. So what happens is that Ahmed goes into left field. Cameron DeMaria comes in to pitch. And then or Roman Rosales goes from left, and he will play first base. So we'll take a break as we have an official in the books. The Reading Colt 45s lead 7-6 here in the bottom of the eighth as we have a pitching change for the Fresno Athletics. Colt 45s once again leading 7-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
So, bottom of the eighth inning we go, and Cameron DeMaria inherits two base runners. It's Kyle Norton at second, Brett Dinkus at first. The 6'8" first baseman now comes in to pitch, and he will go to battle against Giacomo Crosetti. So here is Di Maria. He'll set. Winds and fires. First pitch, and it hits Crosetti on the back. Back-to-back hit by pitches. And so for Norton, he'll go to third. To second is Dingus, and with the bases loaded and one out, here is Mason Johnson. So Johnson, 1-for-3, and a sacrifice fly as part of that four-run fourth inning. Di Maria, he'll set. Winding fire to Johnson. Fastball is down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Straight fastball away for ball two to the right-hander. And so no place to put Johnson. Here's the 2-0 pitch, low for ball three, and again for Cameron Di Maria, who is supposed to be the guy to maybe throw some strikes, get a quick ground ball, and instead right now he's struggling with his command. Di Maria sets, winds, and delivers. 3-0 pitch, just off the plate for ball four, bases loaded walk for Mason Johnson, and it's now 8-6, Colt 45. And now here is Trey Thomas. So Thomas, who is 3-for-3, it's taken on the outside corner for a strike, was doubled off. In the seventh inning, here's the 0-1 pitch tailing away for ball one. And so for the Colt 45s, with that bases loaded walk, makes it now the fourth run batted in with the bases loaded during this three-game series. 1-1, again down. So the hard-throwing 6'8" man from University of Minnesota Crookston. 2-1 missing down for ball three. And so could this be another one of those situations where the Colt 45s take advantage of an opponent's command issues? 3-1 down the middle there for a strike. And he says, Mr. Hansen, I am not done yet. Delivers a strike there. 3-2 to Trey Thomas. 3-2 swung on, rolled up along the third baseline and foul out of play. So 3-2 to Thomas, and we're going to get a timeout called. Little reset of the watches. Beautiful game. Time temperature, 90 degrees to start. 3-2 pitch is missed down and away for ball four. Another run batted in via a walk, the fifth bases loaded walk issued by the Fresno Athletics. It's now 9-6, Reading Colt 45s. Colt 45s, since trailing 6-0 going into the bottom of the fourth, have rallied and have now scored 9 straight runs. Now to Mason Kazmian, who takes a strike. So for Kazmian, talk about a man who can really make it a night, has 2 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch swung on, lifted foul and out of play into the light. No balls, 2 strikes. The endless energy of those 9, 10, 11-year-olds chasing down those foul balls. Well past their bedtime, but you know what? It's the weekends. It's summer vacation for everyone, and it doesn't get any better than coming to Tiger Field and getting to sit down and enjoy a ball game. 1-2 strikes now to Cassingham. Had himself an RBI triple in the 4th inning. 1-2, swung on, smacked hard to second. Nice play, the turn to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. Cassingham picks up the run, batted in, his 3rd of the night, and it's now 10-6, Reading Colt 45. So for Cassingham, utilizing that speed. And now top of the order comes up with Drew Cott. Here's the pitch. There goes Kazmian. The pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second. There won't be a throw. So Kazmian with a stolen base. And Cott's trying to drive home some more runs for the Colt 45s, who now lead 10-6 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The 0-1 flared into short left field on the run, making the grab.
The Colt 45
is Mike Rios to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s had 3 more runs on a pair of bases-loaded walks and then a ground-out RBI from Kazmian that scores Trey Thomas. Three runs, no hits, 2 men left. And we go to the top of the 9th inning, the Reading Colt 45s. 3 outs away from making it its 2nd win in a row, leading the Fresno Athletics 10-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
222-1500. Top of the 9th inning we go as Kyle Dixon. Yep. Comes into the top of the 9th inning and is going for the win. He has tossed 3 innings so far and has allowed just 1 hit. No walks. Dixon staring in at Blake DeMaria. The pitch to him is in the dirt. Ball 1, 1 ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider breaking to the inside corner for a strike. nasty pitch as Di Maria flinched. 1-1, another fighter in for a strike. Dixon in rhythm. 1-2. Dixon, the 1-2 pitch, high fastball, and it stays high. At the ribcage of Blake Di Maria, 2-2. 2-2 pitch is in the dirt. Excuse me, that was in the dirt for 4. So Di Maria walks, first walk issue by Dixon. And that will bring up Roman Rosales. So Rosales, the pitch is taken low for 1. 1-0 the count. Infield at double play depth. Dingus at short. At second is Vela, taken high for 2. So for Dixon, not out of the woods yet. Walked Blake Di Maria to start, and then now has Rosales 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch, slider on the outside corner, there for a strike. Soon won the count. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the outside corner, changeup for strike 2. Dixon looking to punch out Rosales. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted along the left field line and foul and out of play, disappearing behind the Colt 45's clubhouse. We'll do it again. 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded into the visiting dugout, and that had some athletic ducking. 2-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Wow, that was lined hard off the netting. So for Rosales, who has plenty of pop in his bat, is 3-for-3 on the day. Homered to begin the game. Singled, reach, and a 2-2 pitch is swung on and it's a strike 3. Down goes Rosales. Dixon with a straight high fastball, and Rosales chased after it. And now here comes, from the first base, now the pitcher, Cameron Di Maria. Six-foot-9, here's the pitch, down and away for 1. 1-0. Pitch is taken down for 2, so 2-0. And we were talking about Cameron Di Maria and how he is 6-foot-9, and right now the tallest player in the MLB right now is a pitcher, Sean Pagelli, takes 4-1. Two-one pitch swung on and fouled away. So 2-2. So 2 inches below Pagelli. From the San Francisco Giants, and then he would be equal to Bailey Ober from the Minnesota Twins. 2-2 to Di Maria. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Di Maria chased the throw to second. I got him! Mason Cunningham comes out the stealing. Blake Di Maria to win the game. So T.D. takes the one. Cameron DeMaria strikes out. And then Blake DeMaria attempts to steal second. And Cassingham says, not in my town. What a ball game from the 18-year-old from UPrep who finishes the game not just with three runs batted in, but ends the game by gunning down the runner for the final out. And that is the ball game. The Colt 45s rally from six runs by scoring 10 runs to end the game, including a four-run fourth to get the wheels going, a two-run sixth to tie it up. Cassingham with the go-ahead sacrifice fly to make it 7-6. And now, by a final score, the Colt 45s rally from six runs to win tonight's ballgame 10-6 over the Fresno Athletics. What a thrilling nine innings this team gave. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll be right back for the conclusion of this three-game series as the Colt 45s take on the Fresno Athletics. Game time start is 6 p.m. from Ethan Hansen for Lilo, a.k.a. Liam, a.k.a. the future Grammy Award-winning artist, saying so long from Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distributing. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction market. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. Have a great night, everybody.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming.
Purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. I went a little long, so we have a quick turnaround here, but it's great to hear Governor DeSantis so up, be ready to go. A couple of things that ring out. Number one is he went right back at Nikki Haley. He said it was an absurd attack on the Disney situation, and he did point out that almost every Republican is against his stance there. But this is the thing about Governor DeSantis that I'm not sure that anyone fully understands unless you look at him regularly. He loves the combat. He loves it because he has the answer for it. And I haven't seen him flummoxed at all. And since when people say, well, you can't show anger at the press, not really. I mean, you can't lose your temper, but you could show anger. You could be direct. You know, someone accuses you of doing X, Y, and Z, and you're not true. Nothing wrong with being direct. I mean, that's not Glenn Youngkin's way. You know, that's not Tim Scott's way. So sometimes it's Nikki Haley's way. It's always Donald Trump's way. Right, it's always Joe Biden's way. I mean, besides, when Joe Biden doesn't get a layup from the press, he's angry, and he has been vicious to people. Later, he'll oftentimes call back. As I think he gets upset that he can't understand it or doesn't understand why people just don't agree with him. But that's what we're going to find out on the plant. So the more people that attack DeSantis, I think he's going to excel, especially if Trump's not on the stage. So we'll talk again. He likes coming on the show. He knows he's got a bunch of Florida stations, too. We're going to come back. It's going to be your turn to talk. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Hi, Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now, given our record, it might be fair to ask why I'm challenging my former running mate. Let me say from my heart, it begins with a promise that I made to the American people and to Almighty God. And it ends with different visions for the future of our nation and our party.
And that's a little of the speech that Mike Pence made yesterday in Iowa to officially launch his presidential run. He's the 48th Vice President of the United States and wants to be the 47th President of the United States. I did that math in my head. Mr. Vice President, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, thanks for having me on this morning, and I'm speaking to you from Iowa, but it's great to be on the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show all across America.
And that's how, by the way, that's the foundation. You were a radio guy before you became a politician, correct?
I spent about 10 years. I was never as big as Brian Kilmeade, but I had a little syndicated radio show in Indiana, and I just loved it. You know, your listeners should just know I'm not only an old talk radio show host, but I'm a talk radio listener, and we appreciate your voice out there every day, Brian.
Thanks, Mr. Vice President. So I had a chance to watch Governor DeSantis speak on Long Island, and when he showed up, you know, people are enthusiastic to see him. But Trump supporters showed up, and they were heckling him, and I thought, what planet am I on? I go, there's Trump people heckling Governor Ron DeSantis, two conservative Republicans. Do you find that here you are running, and you're against your former running mate and 10 others, and sometimes are you getting pushback because of the statement you made why you're running?
Well, look, there's a saying in NASCAR, you know, that rubbing is racing. So, you know, that's all part of it. That's fine. But, you know, for us, for me and my family, Karen and I spent the last couple of years really reflecting and praying about the future. But when I looked at the way Joe Biden and the Democrats have weakened America at home and abroad, when I see the crisis at our border, when I see inflation at a 40-year high, when I see the steady assault on our values, we just felt a duty to step forward and offer our experience, not just as Vice President, Brian, but you and I have known each other a long time. You know, I was a governor of a state that balanced budgets, cut taxes, achieved record employment, and expanded school choice, and I also was a leader of House conservatives. I battled against the big spenders of my own party, and when I think of the challenges that we're facing at home and abroad in the wake of the failed policies of President Joe Biden, I think this now is a time for all of us, whatever the cost. Now is the time for all of us to step forward, to offer our experience and our background to turn this country around. And I hope people go to MikePence2024.com, find out more about our cause, and we'd love to earn their support.
So the problem was, with entitlements, it's become a third rail. Because as soon as, remember Paul Ryan, came out and said, hey, you know what, we got to take a look at Social Security, we got to take a look at Medicare, these entitlements. Now you have a Paul Ryan actor throwing grandma over the cliff. And you think to yourself, no, we're trying to solve a problem. No, but you don't like old people. So when Donald Trump ran, he said, you know what, we're going to just forget that. It's tough to be a politician and tell people you're going to cut entitlement programs. And that's where people have stood out. But you're coming onto the scene saying, we have to. We don't have enough money for our bills.
Well, we just don't. Look, Social Security and Medicare are scheduled to go bankrupt in the next 5 to 10 years. When that happens, the law will require those programs to be cut. We owe Americans that are in retirement or facing retirement soon better than that. But it's even bigger than that today. I mean, Joe Biden's policy is insolvency. He won't even talk about responsible reforms of entitlements that are 70% of our federal budget. And as I said yesterday, I mean, my former running mate has the same policy that Joe Biden has on this, that we're never even going to talk about Social Security and Medicare. Well, I got to tell you, as a new grandfather, we had three granddaughters in the last 2 years. I think we owe our girls better than that. If we wait 25 years, all the choices are going to be bad. If we provide leadership today, if we say to Americans over the age of 40, nothing's going to change for you. We're going to keep all the promises we've made to you in the system you paid into. But for Americans under the age of 40, we can create a better deal to replace the New Deal programs. I think in exchange for slight modifications of those programs, we can let people invest part of their payroll tax in a personal savings account and get a double or triple the rate of return you're getting in Social Security. So these are all ideas I think the American people are ready for, because finally, Brian, I think the American people are seeing the relationship between the national debt and their pocketbook. I mean, the gusher of spending in Washington, the mountain range of debt that we have in Washington, dollars that we owe to countries like China, is driving the 40-year high inflation that's eating away at America's families' budgets. I think the American people are ready for an honest conversation.
Right.
And as we said in our launch of our campaign yesterday here in Iowa, we're going to engage the American people, we're going to be honest, and we're going to offer compassionate and common sense reforms to save our nation from a debt crisis and preserve these programs for the future.
So I'm going to give you two tough questions. You might have the answer, but you might know it's unpopular. Would you raise the retirement age? You saw what happened in France when they did that. It's laughable. They don't want to work, and they want to retire young, but they were able to raise it to 64. There was the whole country shut down. Mike Pence want to raise the retirement age?
Yeah, and the retirement age in America is already above that. I mean, President Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill sat down back in the 1980s, and they negotiated a long-term phase-in of a higher retirement age. They preserved Social Security for another 30 years. That's what it's going to take. But that's not all that's on the table. Look, Americans are living longer. We celebrate that. My mother's 91 years young, lives on her own. And I think we can have a responsible conversation about this. But again,
so yes, 67.
I'm not talking about less benefits. I'm talking about it's not a zero-sum game. I think you could change these programs for younger Americans, combine it with letting them invest a portion of their payroll taxes in an all-American company mutual fund, like we have 10 million federal
employees
today.
George Bush tried that.
It's called the TSP.
When you were Congressman Mike Pence, George Bush tried that.
Return.
But George Bush tried that and it did not work.
Brian, that was when our national debt was a fraction of what it is today. And I really do believe, as I've traveled the country, the American people are ready for some honest leadership that says this is where we have to go.
Right.
Because if we leave this unchecked, honestly, Brian, our national debt will increase by five times in the next 25 years. And if we let it go till then, if we keep kicking the can the way Joe Biden and my former running mate are doing right now on this issue, all the choices that our children and grandchildren will face will be bad. It'll either be cutting programs or massively increasing taxes. We are the American people better than that.
I want to move through a little bit. Now, I know you're vehemently pro-life, but America isn't. So they're somewhere between, I think, the stat show around 12 to 14 weeks. So are you saying return the decision to the states, or are you saying get abortion to zero?
Well, thank you for saying my stand on the right to life is well known and widely known. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. When I was in Congress, I authored the first legislation to defund Planned Parenthood that ever passed the Congress of the United States. When I was governor, we advocated for the right to life and adoption reform. I think if you're going to be pro-life, you've got to be pro-adoption. And I couldn't be more proud to have been part of an administration that appointed three of the justices that sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history. But it's important, Brian, look, as we come up on that anniversary of that historic decision that ushered in a new era for life in the country, it's important to remember the courts did not return the question of abortion to the states. They returned it to the states and the American people. And I've been advocating pro-life legislation in states around the country, celebrating it in my home state and elsewhere where pro-life advances have been made. But the American people also elect presidents. We also elect congressmen and senators. And I will tell you, if I'm president of the United States and the 15-week bill that's been proposed by Senator Lindsey Graham makes it to my desk, I'll sign it in a heartbeat. I mean, that would simply align America's laws to most of the rest of the Western world. Brian, in the European Union, abortion is limited to before 12 to 15 weeks. That's the standard.
Yeah.
The American standard today, Joe Biden and the Democrats' standard today, abortion on demand all the way up to the moment of birth, that's what China, North Korea, and Iran's laws about abortion say. I think at every level people could count, if Mike Pence was president of the United States, we would stand for and advance the cause of life with principle
but
and
at
compassion
15 weeks, yeah.
Every day.
At 15 weeks, not six.
Well, look, I support a heartbeat bill, too, and if it was put on my desk, I'd sign that as well. And I will tell you, this notion that it goes too far, as my former running mate said, I think was put to the lie in places like Georgia and Ohio, where governors signed a heartbeat bill, and then they won landslide victories by almost 20 points in Ohio, and an incredible victory with Brian Kemp against a formidable Democrat candidate in Georgia. Look, we've got a long way to go.
Gotcha. Okay,
to win hearts and minds in this country. But I think if we do so with compassion, with generosity, with prayer, and with principle, the day will come when we restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law.
Vice President Mike Pence, our guest. And Mr. Vice President, Republicans are increasingly getting dissatisfied with spending money in Ukraine. I personally think it's so worth America's interests, our own self-interest, for Ukraine to be successful. Would you fully fund the Ukrainian effort to beat Russia?
Well, Brian, you're right. Providing the military support, the means for Ukraine to defend themselves and repel the Russian invasion, is in our national interest, and I believe it's in the interest of the free world. Look, we're the leader of the free world. We're the arsenal of democracy. While the Biden administration has been terribly slow in providing military resources to Ukraine, the Ukrainian fighters have taken the fight to the Russians, and I really do believe that anyone that thinks that Vladimir Putin would stop if he overruns Ukraine has another thing coming. I mean, I've met Vladimir Putin. I've looked him in the eye. It's clear he's trying to reassert the old Soviet sphere of influence back in the days of the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe. And if he overruns Ukraine, it wouldn't be too long before Russian forces rolled across a border that we would have to send our men and women in uniform to fight. So I think we fight. We give the Ukrainians the ability to fight them there, repel the Russian invasion. I also think, Brian, and you've said this as well, I think the best way we could send a message to China that the free world will not tolerate their military aggression in the Asia Pacific is to continue to provide the support as the leader of the free world to the Ukrainian military to drive out the Russian invasion.
It's just amazing that this administration doesn't make a case for their own policy. It's nuts. General Jack Keane has done more to educate America about what's at stake and how China loses if Russia loses than anybody else. But I want you to hear Britt Hume, a great analyst who I know you like and I know likes you.
But Brian, can I say something about that too? Because number one, General Jack Keane is
the best.
Is a national treasure. But I really think part of the reason why some in our movement are growing increasingly impatient with American support in Ukraine is because of the lack of confidence in President Joe Biden.
Right.
I mean, that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, the begging Iran to get back in the Iran nuclear deal, the weakness this administration has projected abroad, and the failure to make the freedoms case in Ukraine, I think is eroding public support, including among many conservatives who know that the war in Ukraine is not our war, but freedom is our fight. But I'm going to continue to stand strong for that.
Right.
While my former running mate, while others take a different posture, I'm going to lean into America's leadership in the world.
That'll be a big debate topic. Here, I want you to hear what Britt Hume said last night after you announced. Cut 10.
It's a little unclear to me what Pence is going to try to run on. He can say he's a solid conservative. Nobody would dispute that. But the field is full of solid conservatives with views not really different from Mike Pence's views, despite the New York Times' assertions that the party's gone completely different. It hasn't entirely at all. And if you're running to be the alternative to Trump, being a solid traditional conservative is where you want to be. But there are lots of people who can make that claim.
So what do you say about Britt Hume, who I think you agree is fair? He says it's unclear the lane you want.
Well, I have boundless respect for Britt Hume, but he's not given the whole picture. I mean, truthfully, as we tried to describe today, and my wife did a wonderful job introducing us yesterday here in Iowa, is I've come to the conclusion, Brian, that I'm well known, but I'm not known well. I mean, most Americans know me as a loyal vice president standing by the president's side in an administration that advanced an agenda that made America stronger, more prosperous. I stood by his side right up until my oath to the Constitution required me to do otherwise. But that's how most people know me. But what they don't know is that I was a conservative champion in the Congress. What they don't know is that I was a conservative governor that balanced budgets and achieved record employment. And so part of the story for us is just making sure the American people know that in these incredibly challenging times, we believe, and I say with humility, that my background and experience at the state level, at the federal level in the Congress, and representing America at home and abroad as vice president, makes us uniquely qualified to lead an administration that would turn the country around. But secondly, as I said yesterday, that beyond our difference, our ongoing difference about my role on that fateful day 2 years ago, I have real differences with my former running mate on America's leadership in the world, notably about the war in Ukraine. I have real differences about our commitment to fiscal discipline and reform and tackling the national debt. Right. And when I see the former president literally blaming election defeats in 2022 on overturning Roe versus Wade and starting to back away, and others in the field backing away from an unambiguous commitment to the right to life, we're going to lay out a very clear choice. I'm going to run without apology on a solid conservative agenda and on my experience.
Mr. Vice President, thanks so much. You know, you're a radio guy. We're up against a hard break.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
Poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuck It. We created the original Untuck shirt for busy dads like me who want to look sharp but still feel casual. So this Father's Day, get Dad an Untuck It shirt he'll wear over and over. Untuck It has super soft, wrinkle-free shirts for the office and the weekend with no dry cleaning required. We also have polos, tees, Henleys, and even shorts. Find the perfect Father's Day gift at untuckit.com or at 80-plus stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hey, we are back. I went a little alone with the vice president, but he is pumped up, and he does think he has a lane. I don't know if you got his point across, but he separates the president on spending, he separates on entitlements, he separates on Ukraine, and he separates on January 6th. He said there were some irregularities with the election. We all agree on that. But he said, unable to prove anything, should you folded the tent and gone home. If the president had done what Mike Pence said, the president would be running with Mike Pence virtually alone in this field, maybe with one or two candidates. Because if he had just said, I don't like the way this ended, man, it doesn't seem right, but I got 72 million votes, more than any Republican in history, 20 million more than I got when I won the first time, I'll be back. But everyone makes decisions. You have to live with them. It's going to be an exciting race. I love it. 11 people in the field. They all got strong attributes, and they all have some vulnerabilities. That's what's going to make it fun. Also, special thanks to Percy Miller, Master P, for coming in. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.